Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you know how lucky you are
to taste my juices?
I taste so good too.
I taste it as well. I'll be licking off their fingers and
same.
Shit.
Same. And their dick. I'm like, can I taste it now?
I didn't realise that like regular vagina and the vagina that had come tasted differently. I just thought like the wet taste, like your normal juices, was like, oh, that's how my fanny tastes. But then I remember one time it was like, oh, lick off my dick and I'd come. And I was like, this is different. Like, I was like, oh.
And then you're like, Scotty, go to bed now.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 32 of Laid Bare, your favourite sex positive podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
Me, your favourite author and sex blogger, Scotty, I'm famous.
Me, Babby SJ.
It's so early.
So early in the morning.
But you guys feel good for being up and about?
No, my eyes are hurting. No, I need coffee.
I'm stupid. Tired. I want
Luke. You're stupid.
I want breakfast. I want 2 eggs. I want beans.
Oh, can
I
we go for breakfast after
sausage.
This?
No. I want sausage.
Oh, just stop ruining things.
I want sausage. Don't you guys just
You're
want
just
sausage.
Speaking about penis, Alana.
Sausage.
I don't know why they're so horny in the morning. Like, we are tired. We are tired.
Okay. Guys, Scotty, when did you get laid last?
The last time I told you that.
Okay, why have you not been laid since, boo?
Because he went on holiday over the weekend.
Ooh, where'd he go?
Nobody gives a fuck where he went.
The listeners are saying, where did he go, Scotty?
That's what you
where
said.
Where did he go, Scotty?
He went to Portugal.
You know what happens down in Portugal? That's what I'm going to say. Last time I was there.
Praying.
Boy.
Praying is what happened.
I was definitely on my knees, boy.
I'm done.
Okay, Afro Nation.
Afro ho up in here. Miss SJ, what about you?
It's been a couple weeks still since the last time I told you guys.
Guys, it's like we swapped cloaks. What's going on?
You stole all our pussy energy.
Right? I really have. Big like after energy. Like 8 months and shit. But yeah, last time I got laid was 2 days ago.
Look at her showing off. She's all fucking dancing and shit in the studio.
The reason why I didn't want to share too much just a couple minutes ago was because when I was fucking, he actually made me say consent is sexy. Whilst we were in
the middle of fucking
penetration, in the middle,
consent is
he was just
sexy.
Like, "Say consent is sex," and I'm like, "Consent is sexy."
Oh, I love that. It's so cute.
You know what? I would have burst out
That's
laughing.
A true love story.
How is it fucking? What is wrong with you, please? No. This bitch said it's cute.
It's not cute. I was just
how is this cute?
How is he using my own line on me in
it's
bed?
It's called dominant.
I like that shit.
Definitely what it was. But no, it was cute. We got a crack and we smoked one or two or three. I can't keep up.
Too much.
Got very lit. It was nice. I was telling Ashley just before you got here that it was funny because he asked me a question recently. Mm. And he was just like, what happens if you catch feelings? And at first I was just like, I was going to put up a wall because I'm just like, yo, I'm really out here to like have fun and shit. Mm. But then I was just like, yo, I'm dead ass like 29. Like, I'm very okay with expressing.
What?
I'm 21. So I'm very okay with expressing if I have feelings. Like, why can't we talk about catching feelings? Mm-hmm. Or I said, my response was, well, if that does happen, we are mature adults and we'll discuss it like mature adults.
Yes.
Because I was going to pop up front like, nah, unless he's going to fall in love, you're going to fall in love. But I was just like, I'm not a kid. Have you guys ever done that before?
Well, like, I'm not going to catch feelings.
If I
know that I'm not going to.
If you know you're not going to. Yeah. How do you know? Sometimes you just, it just happens.
Nah, I'm telling you, I can tell from the moment I meet you if I'm going to catch feelings for you. More often than not, I don't.
Really?
I wouldn't say.
No, SJ, I don't believe you. SJ be infatuated with some guy sometimes.
Don't get me wrong. I was talking feelings. About this.
That's catching. If you're infatuated.
Nah, I don't feel
to me,
like
that's
infatuation
catching,
is
catching
feelings.
Feelings. Guys, tell me you're listening. If you're infatuated with a guy, if you really like him, that's feelings. Doesn't mean you
I was talking about this on the timeline, like about fancying someone. And I was like, I haven't because someone tweeted, oh, I love the feeling of fancying the person that fancies you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I genuinely cannot relate. Like, I can't relate.
She's never fancied. You've never fancied someone who also fancies you.
Yeah.
So because all the people you've slept with, you've never been attracted to them.
That though is the difference. Because to me, fancying someone is like having a crush on them. Having a crush on someone is like when you get butterflies when you see them. Mm. And it's like, I don't get okay. that shit.
I won't say his name, but what about beep?
No.
That's a lie.
I promise you, hand on heart, I did not have a crush on him.
No, not him, no.
No, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The one who she was slagging off.
Yes.
I slag all of them off, so I don't make no difference.
Exactly. I was gonna say, no one's gonna know who we're gonna talk about. She's like, I swear
to God, like I have not had a crush on someone since I was in school.
But then having a to me, fancying someone just means attraction. That's when I hear the word fancy, I get what SJ's saying.
Girlish kind of feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, I can't wait to see you. Like, what is that? I haven't had that feeling. I just feel like I'm broken.
No, not broken.
So dark. It's too early for this.
Too early. Birds aren't even chirping. The birds aren't even chirping yet.
I'm broken.
But I feel like when I hear the word fancy, mm-hmm. for those who don't know, if you're American or you don't use the word fancy, I think it's a very British term anyway.
It's just a little crush.
Hey.
Sometimes I think that's such a tune.
Every time we touch.
Okay, next.
I just feel like when I hear the word fancy, it means I'm attracted to someone. I've got my eye on them. Mm. They give me a giddy feeling, or yeah. I wouldn't mind putting my pussy on his face.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Really see,
the giddy feeling part is what I've been missing out from all of them. So I don't get that giddy.
Is it just usually I want to put my pussy on his face?
That's it.
On his sideburn.
Like, I would love to put my pussy on his sideburn.
You know? No. Shout out to Nikki. But, yes, I mean, fair enough. I mean, guys, tell us what you think. Do you think SJ's full of shit? Do you think she's definitely fancied? Do you think she's definitely fancied someone before? Or do you think you agree? Or do you agree with her and understand where she's coming from and are also in the same position? Are you broken too? Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast because I don't think she's broken. Because I feel like your pussy pops severely and your pussy don't pop severely for guys you're not attracted to.
I'm not saying I'm not attracted to the guys that I've been fucking, apart from one.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I haven't had a crush since I was like in school.
Fair enough. Guys, Laid Bear Live Show this Sunday.
I
can't wait for it to be over.
And I love it's our best dress like fuck's sake.
I'm so stressed, guys. But it's going to be amazing. I genuinely can't wait. I want it to happen. And I just can't wait to meet all of you guys because my mind is just blown by how many tickets are literally blowing away. And it's just sinking in. Like, how many of you are really going to be in front of us and coming down just to hear all of us three speak to about you guys.
And see my outfit.
And see SJ's outfit.
Also that.
And you could meet Scotty as well. And she can say, dump him live in front of you as well.
Bitch.
She's got, oh, bitch. And she's got her t-shirts as well.
Yes, guys. Thank you for, like, voting. Like, my boyfriend made the design. Which is a bit like ironic.
Was this before he went to Portugal?
It was after. I yelled at him while he was in Portugal.
Oh my gosh.
Relationship goals.
But yeah. Aggression. But yeah, those will be going on sale for pre-order next week.
Sweet. We'll all be getting our hands on that. But yes, guys, live show. You'll be kicking it with us. We are sponsored by PLSRX.
Whoop, whoop.
We can't wait. I mean, I love their toys. I've been using them recently as well to help me. You know how I stick to my wand and stuff?
Oh,
and
you've deviated from the wand now.
You know, sometimes it's good to just
dipping your fingers.
Yes. Sometimes it's good to just step out of your comfort zone when it comes to sex. Because I find like when you're a bit too used to what you know your body likes. So this can be intimacy with a partner or intimacy with just yourself alone. You don't give yourself room to see what else your body likes. And because I feel like I know my body so well, sometimes I'm just like, nah, stick to what you know. But I really love their toys. Like, it's really, I've had an amazing time. Do you know what? We're going to be sharing them with you guys. So we're so blessed that PLSRX are sponsoring us. You guys will be going away with goodies. There'll be a sex toy demo table there for you at the live show. So make sure you get your tickets on laidbearpodcast.shubs.com. That's laidbearpodcast.shubs.com. There's going to be so many fun activities that's going to be going down on the night. We've got games. You guys are going to be getting interactive with us because I know you think you guys are coming to just watch us speak.
We're coming to rap, bitch.
Nah, You guys are going to be asking us dilemmas live anonymously. You guys are going to be interactive with us. And, you know, we just want to make sure we meet all you wonderful people.
And the laid bearers.
The laid bearers.
All tight squad.
Yeah. Gang, so gang. If you are coming on your own, do not fret. Do not worry. Just use the hashtag laid bearers. You'll see there's a bunch of other people who are also coming by themselves. And you might want to meet up with some of them. Please do so in a safe environment, an outdoorsy place. Don't link up at anybody's house. Because we are going to take responsibility. But yes, shout out to PLSRX who are sorting us out.
The classic one. I used it with a wand.
So you use the classic and the wand.
So I put the classic in.
Where did you put the classic? In your vagina.
Hole. Yes, inside the hole.
There's many holes.
What? The vaginal hole.
The vagina, for God's sake. In the vaginal hole.
Yeah.
Penis and cells. Then I'll put a wand on the clit and oh my, the two of them together.
Jeez.
Bitch.
Did you squirt?
No, I didn't squirt. But I came a lot. Like, it was a lot.
Wow. You might as well have squirted.
But yeah, no, seriously, guys. PLSRX, like, the toys, they are
lit. Up there. Lit. Up. They are up there. She did like a mini whoa to the up there. So,
SG, you know.
Ever since she did that to one of, like, dilemmas, I remember being like, SJ, why are you doing the hitting the whoa? She was just like, because whoa. But yes, guys, I asked this question on Twitter last night, to be honest. And it got a lot of responses. Some of them were mostly, I would have to die or he'd have to kill me. But I'll share it.
Wait,
the question was, what does a man have to do before you consider anal? I don't think we all do anal in here. SJ, do you do anal a lot?
I tried it.
No. You tried it, but it's not really your thing. Scotty, do you do anal a lot?
I attempted it, didn't work.
Not your thing. I know it's just not for me.
I just have to be in the right frame of mind.
Definitely.
To do it.
But have you actually gotten it in?
Yeah.
All the way?
As far as it could go.
I tried it, but I didn't really prep. Penis.
Okay, but like, I mean, like, you legit had like full blown anal.
I released myself to anal activities.
How was that?
It was intense, but pleasurable. But I really had to, like.
Did you prep?
I wasn't expecting to do it.
Can you walk us through this, please?
Yeah, I actually want to know. Yeah, please explain.
We were having sex and then this guy, he just like, I knew it was coming eventually, like throughout our sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that guy just could not get his tongue, fingers, thumb away from my ass.
Mm.
I was like, it's going to happen. Like, and then one day it just did. And I was like, oh shit. Like he was fucking me. And then we were in doggy. They had his thumb in my butt. And then I could just feel him like trying to put, and I'm like, your thumb and your dick, two different sizes. I know you're trying to push something else in there.
Yeah.
Like, it feels different.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I don't mind. And then he kind of like tried to lube me up. And then, yeah, we tried it. And
okay, so he did try to prep you. So she mentioned lube there, which is very important when it comes to preparing for
anal. You ain't going to rip my anal, bitch.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
Girl, I got a shit out of there.
Oh my, SJ, why did you have to make it yuck? Okay, but like, can I ask you a question though? Because what I've always had an issue with, yeah, is like, I can get the head in, but then that still hurts. And then when they try to go further down the head, it's like, no, please, let me die. Like, so I relate to your followers because, please, it's too much. So how did you get, because I heard that there's sort of like, you know, the rectum ring, whatever. Like, apparently once you get past that,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, so there are levels. There's like the rings, there's beads.
There's level to this.
No,
shit.
I mean like the ring of your butt.
Oh, the ring of your butt.
Yeah, so like, when
I feel like that's what you have to use. That's why you have to use like the prepping toys for.
Well, yeah.
So did you use the beads?
Oh, no,
also
I don't like sticky stuff on my butt.
You know the beads.
Oh, that one. I'm so afraid of that.
Really? That's part of prepping. So that's how you're prepping your butt.
He prepped me with his thumb, the lube, and then it was just a full-blown dick.
I know, but
ladies who are used to, who indulge in anal, men as well who are listening and love anal as well or enjoy being pegged by their partner, tell me, like, how do you guys prep for anal? Because it's something that I thought about doing with my ex once, but we just did a bit of the tip and I was just like, some guys move very violent, you know.
Yes.
Like, they just want to put it up there. They think, oh, well, I've got her on all fours.
Like
might as well.
Now.
Yeah, they feel like it's another hole. That, no, I have to like make sure that I'm clean down there.
You have to.
Yeah.
You know when it was, oh, relax. Apparently you have to clench up in order to relax. Like the clenching is the relaxing.
No, apparently it's pushing.
push it. Isn't that clenching?
No, clenching is tightening
your ass.
Like, when you're pushing, it's actually releasing it.
You know, you clench and then there's like, but then, okay,
but if you have to push though, what if something accidentally comes out? Like,
that's why you have to empty. That's why you've got to prep. So that's part of prepping. What? That is shitting as well. Washing. Yeah. I've got a friend who's gay and he tells me he has to do it like an hour before. He has to clean his ass. Yeah. Yikes.
Okay, not well, I didn't do that. Hours.
We might be trying a bunch of shit. If you guys are into anal.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Like, please do give us the facts. Like, teach us. Like, what do you do to prep for anal? Because I think some guys, like I said, just move too violent. They don't know what is in there or what could be come out as a surprise. And you're just putting it in there. You actually don't know why. You don't even know if I feel like going to a toilet right now. Have you ever had sex and thought, oh, I need to shit whilst you're fucking?
No.
I need to pee.
But this is where guys and the whole porn thing comes from. Because it's like in porn, they just see them going from one hole to the next like nothing, not knowing that these girls have been prepped.
Yes. Right, and have primed. Been cleaned. And have like, been cleaned
douched
well.
And shit.
Right? I don't know. I feel like it also depends on the size of it. Because I tried it for a different dick and I was just like,
And double dipping is disgusting. Can I just say that?
Yeah, please.
He
legit tried that and I was like, you better go and rinse that dick.
Yeah, you're not putting that back up and you ain't giving me no UTI.
I'm telling you. Bacterial vaginosis.
You know what I mean? Yuck. So, yeah, we want to know how you guys prep for anal. We've all said that, yeah, it's not something we try. But what would you do? What would you need to do before you really consider it, guys? For me...
I've tried to consider it. That's what I'm saying. I just can't do it.
You can't do it?
My pain threshold down in my ass is no.
Did he spread your cheeks wide very well?
He did everything. Like, he proper prepped me for time. He massaged me. He used his fingers. He had oil. He had lube. We even put lube on his dick too.
Yeah.
He went in. He went slow. Breathe. You okay? I was high. I was drunk. Bruv, screaming down the hotel. Like, it just couldn't happen. I can't.
Doing anal sex in someone's hotel. Okay. I'm joking. I've tried anal in a hotel as well. Like, it just wasn't working. And I said, I know my body doesn't like your dick in my ass.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, like, nor does my vagina. It's more like my clit loves all the attention if I'm keeping it very. if my hole in my vagina closed, I wouldn't even mind. You know that? Honestly, my clit is what makes love to me. Like, that's what I need to be like strokes. It's my clit. It's like my own. It's like everyone's mini penis, basically. Like for women.
Yeah.
That's where we enjoy it the most.
But don't you see, like, when you get really aroused. And like SJ, do you have this too? Like, when you're really aroused and like your walls kind of like swell up and then you kind of need the dick to go in there to like release the pressure, to stretch out.
Yeah.
Like massage.
Yeah, and it's like double penetration for me sometimes, like if it's going inside my actual vagina. What is that what you're saying? Like, is
no,
like,
I'm saying like, yeah, you know when you're horny and then obviously you're all the blood juices goes down there blowing. And everything is like really like tense.
Yeah.
And then when the dick comes in, it's like,
Well, yeah, there's that, but nothing feels as good as when my clit is being played with.
I can't lie. I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones. I come both ways. So
yeah.
I my vagina cannot close up. I need that shit. I love that shit.
It's my clit for me. For me, I'm just, oh my God, you beautiful magic bean.
Now, obviously, like, that is like the main like central point. Like, if I had to pick like clitoral stimulation over vagina entry, I would pick clitoral.
I still need the
And
don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I want my vagina to close up. I'm just saying, like, you know, if we ever reach that end where the world went mad, I'll say just take the vagina. I want my clit.
Wow.
But
laid bare podcast, guys.
Laid bare. So I would say a guy would have to do for me would honestly wine and dine me to the finest for me to consider anal. I'd be like, might as well give him the booty tonight, you know. Or the booty, as someone said.
It's a fucking transaction with you.
It is a transaction. Life is not about transaction. Is life not about transaction?
Literally.
Whack your bum.
No, it's not whack your bum. I said fine dining, not bottom tier dining. SJ, okay. What about you? SJ acting like there ain't no price on her.
Ain't no price, me. Ain't no price.
Hey!
Priceless.
Scotty, do you eat priceless? Scotty, do you believe her?
You can't afford this booty. What, Scotty, how much this booty is?
This is £600 dinner. Still didn't give it up.
Amen.
Okay. How much did you... Okay, when you did your booty, did anyone pay for that?
I paid my own booty.
What the fuck?
So no one can pay for my booty because my booty is mine, booty.
So there's nothing that a guy would have to do for you.
To do what?
Before he could do anal. She's not here.
I've tried it. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've tried anal and I would try it again.
Oh, you would try it again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. There has to be
for the right nigga.
What, okay, what celebrity would you try anal for?
I don't have celebrity crushes.
Oh, Esther, you don't like anybody.
Reggie Yates. Reggie Yates. Brandon Bell. Idris Elba.
You're saying so many names so fast.
Anthony Joshua.
Maybe
Ovi.
I'd give up for Ovi. Ovi, I miss you, baby.
Ovi, I'll put my legs behind my ears for Ovi. Like,
Ovi,
take
anything
everything.
You want, baby.
Take it.
Whatever you want, baby.
Pound that booty.
I got you, baby.
No, I'm joking. He would still have to like fork up something.
Nah, he'd have to fork up that dick.
It's just hands.
His dick might not even be all that, you know.
I don't mind. I just want to feel him inside.
No.
No, he looks like he has a nice one.
He does. Like, he does.
Like it might be curved.
Wait.
What? And go, I don't know. Like hang to their left.
Actually,
didn't
he? Yeah, like, what's that?
Sit to their left.
Like violent.
But you know,
you turned it.
What I've just realised is he grew up in America, so he probably likes eating girls out too.
All men, what guys do you sleeping with that don't eat you out?
That's I'm the whoa.
There are still
I didn't say,
so,
however,
say it like it's a big deal. That's what
because it is a big deal. There are still many men who will not go and go boca. Oh, I'm not gonna boca. Yeah. That's like, nasty.
In this big 2019, they still
stupid
do that.
Men
cannot relate. I'm sorry. Cannot relate.
It's been all over the timeline recently. Oh, boca in. Nah, I could never do that.
Really? Oh, what timeline?
Stupid ass. Stupid ass.
I would actually unfollow a guy for that. That
is goofy ass.
I would actually unfollow a guy for eating my pussy. Do you know how lucky you are? Do you know how lucky you are
to taste my juices?
To
taste
it.
I taste so good too.
I taste it as well. I'd be licking off their fingers and
same.
Shit.
Same. And their dick. I'm like, can I taste it now?
I didn't realise that like regular vagina and then vagina that had come tasted differently. I just thought like the wet taste, like your normal juices was like, oh, that's how my fanny tastes. But then I remember one time it was like, oh, lick off my dick and I'd come. And I was like, this is different. Like, I was like, ah. And then
Scotty, you go to bed, man.
Do you know what I mean? No, but for the show.
No, but you know what I mean? I didn't realise that they were different things.
Alright, I'm shouting.
She said
that tastes different.
No, but did you not know that as well? Or is that just me that didn't know that?
I'm gonna piss myself.
I'm gonna have to taste it.
Why is everybody answering me? You know what
I'm saying? Because I've never gone into depth with.
Do you know,
you know
what? I just taste how I taste. And I know sometimes like it tastes like vagina, but sometimes it generally tastes sweet. And I know like we need to accept that vagina just tastes like
no,
vagina.
No, but does
sometimes.
Your jizz tastes different to your, have you tasted your jizz?
I mean, yeah. Like, what? So you mean,
I don't
like,
think
like
I've
when
noticed
there's difference. A chemical difference.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, I just feel like it tastes like vagina. I don't really know if there's
I feel
an
like there's
difference.
Two differences.
Or maybe I'm just too high and drunk to notice. I'm just like, it tastes good. Like,
I'm drunk off that dick to notice.
I'm just like,
nobody has it.
And I'm too busy being sexy. Like, so even if it tasted rotten, I'd make the cutest face. That tastes good. Yuck. Tastes like gangrene.
I'm dead. She said gangrene.
No, but listeners, has any of you like that listening here? Have you ever had that thing where like you know, you get wet and you taste your fanny juice. It's like, oh yeah, it's sweet. Like it's all like smooth and shit. And then like you come and then you taste that. And then it's like, this is not the same thing. It's like guys with that pre-cum and then their jizz. Like you see how there's differences.
Yeah.
It's like that.
To me,
but
they
I
don't taste the same.
They don't taste
pre-cum
the same.
Pre-cum and jizz
me.
Taste exactly the same
what?
To a guy.
No,
they taste the same. I think pre-cum
is
a bit
that's
lighter.
That's what jizz should taste like.
Yeah, it's lighter, but then cum in itself is one thick. Oh, it's like off milk.
Yes,
it's like off milk.
About off milk.
No, honestly, but you have to let them believe that it tastes good.
No, I don't.
Sometimes it does taste good. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes. If they
save it up, it depends on their diet. I was tweeting about this morning as well. It really does depend on their diet. If your diet is like full
trash.
Of chicken wings
give
and henny,
acid.
Alcohol, it definitely tastes acidic.
Yeah.
But if you've got like a healthy balance a healthy balanced diet, then you're good. You know,
it's
but
it's a lot better.
It is a lot better. It's not going to be the like, it's not going to taste like rainbows, you know,
never.
Like as Scotty said, you know, taste the rainbow Skittles, bitch. But it will taste fairly better. It will taste like cum, you know.
Yeah.
But cum in general, like we need to start acting like it tastes good. Cum
doesn't
taste great.
I don't know why.
I'm not saying it tastes bad. I'm not saying you say that.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying in general, like, because guys be like, oh, how do I taste? And then you have to guess and be like, oh, you taste best. No, you don't,
no,
nigga.
I'd be like, it tastes like cum.
I've legit never said that to a guy. I'm just like, yeah, I enjoy it.
You just say, I enjoyed it.
Like, yeah, it's gone, isn't it?
What do you do if a guy like ate you out and then like ran over to the bin to spit?
I've had that number before.
Spit?
Yeah.
He really? Ate you out and spat?
No joke. And I looked at him and I was like, you're a child.
I've never, really?
Mm. If I tell you guys who as well. If I, it, you know, you called it it.
Mouth.
If I told you. Yeah.
Who it was.
Yeah.
I can't see what face you're making.
That! Oh my god! Really?
What?
That's another one who that's actually that's the one who doesn't like. He doesn't like it. That was like the first or second time he'd gone down on me. He does not like
going down. Wow. Glad I didn't give him my pussy.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, right, stupid, doofy.
No, but that's like I feel like that's like the foreplay. That's like the prayer and
but
worship.
But he loves having
that's like
his
the prayer
dick
and
sucked.
Worship before the sex, you know? Like, you have to go down first. Like, that's part of foreplay.
Yeah.
You have to, like, when lovelier. A guy tells me the 69, for example, I'm just like, oh, he gets it, you know? Right.
69 is really fun, but then sometimes it's just
someone
like,
stops.
It's difficult. Yeah.
I stop because I can't, you can't, you're tickling my shit. Like, ah! How am I supposed to concentrate?
I'm just like, oh my god, my booty's in his face. Is he gonna go up to the crack? Is he gonna go up to the crack?
Oh, you're making me miss sex.
Get to the
but
crack.
Do you know, like, when you're like doing it, yeah, and like you want to do a good job as well. You don't want to be selfish. So then you're trying to focus on sucking his dick. Because you're focusing on him, you can't really 100% feel what he's doing.
Yeah.
So then you have to pause. But then you're selfish.
And then sometimes I want to like do a little like mini twerk while stamp on his face as well, while sucking his dick. And I'm just like, oh, there's too much going on, but this feels so good.
Yeah.
So what do you do? So anyway, guys.
I'm missing sex with a certain somebody and I can't go
who
back
is
there.
It? Who is it?
Bear guess who?
You better go get your nut before the next Laid Bare live show.
Nah. He's never having this again.
He will never happen again. Okay. But guys, make sure you get your tickets for the Laid Bare live show if you want to come kick it with us. Laidbarepodcast.shibs.com. We are sponsored by PLSRX, the amazing sex toy brand that you guys need to go check out. You'll see more of them on the day. They'll be sponsoring us with their amazing goodie bags and there'll be a live sex demo table. So if you're really new to the sex toy world, not only will you have us, but you'll have actual experts from the industry who can tell you more about the toys and you can have a conversation with them. So they can kind of get a feel of what your body's into and suggest what toys would be great for you when you're on your own for solo play or for when you're having sex with more than one person in case you're into orgies and stuff. Would you ever use like a sex toy if you were in an orgy?
Yeah,
I have. Well, I guess so, because then you can't always be doing something at all times. So sometimes you might need to take a break. I want to watch. You know?
Totally not for you. Guys, how important is sexual compatibility?
Extremely important.
I feel it's up there.
It really is.
Up there. Like,
it's probably like number one thing on my list, I can't lie.
I always want to find out how good a guy is in bed, like
pretty early on.
Especially, no, that's only if we've created, like, if I feel like, oh, there's a connection or there's a spark. I'm just like, there's this connection, there's a spark. But what's the dip saying?
Amen. Because I can't be wasting my time. But at the same time, I'm going through this thing right now where I'm not giving up the pussy. So I don't know how to combat that right now.
You just haven't found the right person with,
yeah, have a
with zeros, with
I
enough zeros.
Any, right.
Enough zeros.
Not everything.
Oh, no, it's about zeros.
No, it is about zeros. It's about zeros. It's about zeros.
You've turned Esther into a Nigerian woman.
You know what's so funny? The other day she was on the phone to me and I must have said something. I don't remember what I said. And she was like, oh my God, yes, you sounded Nigerian. I was like, for fuck's sake. She's like, oh, I'm hanging around you lot too fucking much.
Where there's doiler, there's happiness. And there's pussy. And there is pussy. But yeah, no, but going back to sexual compatibility, how important is it to you guys?
I think it's like, I mean, for us, because we're quite sexual women, it has to be at the top because, you know, we're kind of like obsessed with it. For me personally, I love having sex. I'm very, very, very big on having sex. And if it's a thing where I want to fuck all the time and you want to fuck like once a month, that's going to cause tension. And then also I feel like sex brings happiness. You know, there's all the endorphins and the dopamine and all that shit. Let's de-stress.
Hormones jumping everywhere.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's happiness. You know, sometimes you might be arguing with your partner and then you get some dick. You're fine.
Absolutely.
You are fine.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
it's not a big thing. Like, I feel like it's just as important as like intellectual compatibility.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's such a big thing. Like, I need to be able to connect with you on all different levels, not just, oh, I'm really strong here and then over there I need some work. I feel like it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't be with someone who's, yeah, they're sexual, like they're, and it depends as well, like what type of sex do you like, what type of sex do I like?
Mm-hmm.
Like the person that I've had the best sex with, we had the exact same sexual compatibility, like we were a match, like literally lock and key, and it was like, okay, great, that's the best sex I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had sex with somebody else and I'm like, oh, this could never work because I didn't have sex like I did with him. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's so, so, so important. I don't know.
Esther has, like, he calls her prince, she calls him princess.
I'm dead.
They're like, we live in the castle.
Amen.
Open the floodgates.
Amen. I'll open some floodgates for you, honey.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's important. And as you mentioned, Scotty, because we are sexual women, I love the thought of being nasty with someone.
Yes,
just,
like,
you know,
100%, like in your filth.
Do you know what I mean? Even though it has to take you some while to get there, but you have to know that, okay, there's room for this.
Yeah.
And they're open towards these type of things. And it's just exciting. And I guess sometimes when I'm dating someone, I just like to know that they're on that same frequency as me.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And I just feel like if we don't, I might say something that will creep you out. You might think I'm a pervert. And I wouldn't want that. Like, if I say, like, you know, if I start naming
you're
all my
the
kinks
mouth
or fetishes, I don't need you to screw up your face and be like, what the fuck? Or if I tell you to choke me, you're just like, nah, this girl's trying to make me catch a case. Like, no, I really want you to strangle me and enjoy it. Unless I say pineapples.
Mm.
But I think it's so important, and that's because a lot of people downplay the importance of sex. And I think it's because a lot of people in society like to leave that as the last thing that people reach to. Because let's be real, when a guy's talking to you, or you know, from the jump, it's because he wants to get into your pants. You know, like, he's attracted to you. Let's keep it real. And the only reason you're entertaining him is because you're probably attracted to him, or he just might be rich. It could be one or the other.
Just stop.
But I feel like because people leave it so last, they don't understand that, no, this is actually quite important. And yeah, we might get along on an emotional aspect, or we might, you know, have a lot in common and da 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 da.
Mm.
They leave sex last because they think, oh, we'll make it work. And you really can't just make sex work, in my opinion. Mm. There's so many people who I've received dilemmas from, and I'm just like, listen, you guys are not on the same wave when it comes to sex.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like going down on you. You don't like going down on him. I shouldn't have to tell you ways to compromise your sex life, because eventually you're going to get bored and who knows, you might cheat. It's just how some of
actually,
these things
would
just, or sometimes they just nothing happens. It's just, you just turn into that couple who just hasn't had sex in like 2 or 3 weeks, which is, to me, is really crazy.
And it's strange, like, you know, those people like, that will, like, go into, like, marriages or whatever and, you know, like, save it for marriage. And sometimes you can have, not even, like, just them, but you can create also, like, complexes around sex. So then you kind of take what you're given and you never actually get to enjoy your sex life. So then you, like, sex doesn't actually ever develop that sort of importance because you've never
Always put it to the back of your mind.
Yeah.
You're just like, when we get there, we'll get there.
Yeah, but then eventually, like, it sort of catches up to you. Like, like, all my friends are, like, doing all this mad stuff.
And making it pop and squirt and lack.
Exactly. And now I'm just here, like, is it over yet?
Yeah, like can you get off
a task?
Me? Can you
get off
me?
A task? Oh my god, I never want sex to be a task.
Yeah, totally. But I totally get when your libido can be low as well. That's completely understandable. It does happen. But I do feel like such compatibility, it's best to be with someone who is just as dirty as you, or who isn't as dirty, if that makes sense. Because nobody wants to be with someone who they think is an absolute creep or a nightmare in bed. You want to be, like I said before, you want to be with someone who literally understands your kinks and fetishes and is open, or is open to it. Who's
open
just like
exploring.
Yeah, open
well.
To exploring. It's just like, okay, I'm not really, I wouldn't typically be into that, but this sounds like, let's see, you know, how I feel about this. And if I like it, we can try it again. If not, I will voice it and explain that this really isn't my thing. But never, I would say to any woman or guy who is listening, like, never ever downplay the importance of sexual compatibility. Because as someone who is, as you mentioned, when you even said religion, I was speaking to religious people as well, who have found themselves getting married and they just realized that their boyfriend
husband.
Is, or sorry, their husband rather. Yeah, the husband. Is just a bit of a, it's basically just too much for them, or they just they don't meet, they're not compatible basically sexually, and they didn't realize that till later. Obviously, this is not the story for everyone. Like sometimes Christians, for example, you know, they wait before they lose their virginity and they just hit it off. Like they're lucky enough that their sexual frequency is on the exact same wave, and they just start knocking like rabbits. But yeah, we want to know, how important is sexual compatibility to you guys as well? Do you need a guy who is just as freaky as you, or do you need a guy who's just, who holds back a little bit and just, you know, opens up bit by bit? What were you going to say, Scotty? Go on.
Do you ever think sometimes with the whole conversation around, oh, how important is sex, that some people will just like do image, like, no, that's not the most important thing. Like, how does he take care of you? How do you take care of him? What do you teach each other? Like, they tried to kind of like force it down with all this other stuff to make themselves sound like all like super deep. Not that what they're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just like, bitch,
they're trying to make out like there's more depth to them than like, just sex.
Bitch, you want an orgasm too.
It's true. And I think, to stop me, playing. I feel like to me, I feel like sex is very deep, because for someone, I've been having sex since I was 18. And even when I talk to other young people who are new to sex or have been having sex, there's a lot of things that they're missing out of, or things they don't understand about their body. And I feel lucky and privileged to know what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing right in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, sex is very deep, because I know you can't do what I do. I know it sounds like big headed, but I know I do a very good job. Do you know what I mean? So to me, I'm just like, I know that I fulfill his needs and his, you know, his kinks and whatever, his, apart from booty play. So to me, sex is quite deep. And the other things, like when it comes to the emotional side, or, you know, being there for him, or whatever, that people try and make out like is also a big of a deal as it is when it comes to sex. I think that anyone can pretend to be connected to you in an emotional wave. Do you know how many guys are emotionally slutty and try and make out like, you know, when they're getting to know a girl? That they make her feel special, like she's seeing a side that no other girl has seen. So it means that they connect on this emotional, different, on this deeper wave. I'm just like, sis, he's tried that chick on me too. And you falling for it. Like, I don't know. I think I get what you're saying.
It's a good point that you made though, about the whole like emotional thing. Because I feel like sometimes with sex, you can really like make that connection like palatable, because, not palatable, that's the word. Palpable, yes. Yeah, because you know, sometimes that like, you're having sex with your partner, like you've been for a while, and then like you just look at each other and it's like, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
And you could feel that they like love you back or whatever. Like, it's just there. I feel like because sex is such a vulnerable state of being, like you don't really have anything to kind of hide behind. So that's why I also don't get why it's sort of.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like, it's not that important. Yes, it is. Sex will tell you the truth.
Sex will.
If he always goes into doggy and never wants to face you or has his eyes closed, like, sex will tell you the truth, bitch.
Sex will tell you the truth.
Do not film us. We are not. We don't have makeup. It is early. Stop. Stop.
I'm not even looking at her.
She's got a hat on. She's got a hat on. Sorry, I was just filming a bit.
Film yourself. Film yourself.
Nah, that's dead. Right, guys, let's go to dilemmas. Or what were you going to say, SJ? Sorry.
If you have your phones on you right now, please look at the DM I just sent you. Like, genuinely, it's so important.
Okay, the DM. Because let me read this. So, yeah. SJ's just sent this into the group, and it says...
Oh, the WhatsApp group.
You know, well, it was... She sent it to us via DM. Right. So, SJ's just sent us a story via DM on IG. It says, Debota Lawson, a Nigerian model and an entrepreneur, has sensitized ladies about the value of their vagina. She suggested that the vagina wields lots of influence and value, hence women should be aware of it and know how to use it. The former Miss Nigeria UK has alleged mistress to billionaire Sunny Aku took to Snapchat to provide this invaluable advice to all women in general. She believes if women become conscious of the fact that their vagina is priceless, their faculties tell them not to lose it on a silver platter. So let's see the video. Hold on. Okay, she just says, ladies, learn to pretend and believe in your minds that your vagina is worth something of value. Pretend it's 500 mil to a bill.
Bill.
500. It says M, 500 M. It says 500 M. Okay.
You shouldn't take advice from a lady that can't write correctly, but continue.
She said, pretend your vagina is 500 bill. Will you just give a man 500 bill for free or be displaying it anyhow? I mean, this is an age old thing that we've always heard about vaginas. Like, you know, what is your vagina really worth? My vagina is worth good sex, to be honest. My vagina is worth a good pounding, a good lips, a good tongue, a good finger.
A good caress.
A good whisper. I'm calling it a little dirty bitch. And dinner as well. And dinner. I like dinner too. I really do.
And
I like
dinner
and handbags and shoes. I like you buying me stuff and flowers. Like,
I like flowers.
And lots of attention from time to time.
Lots of attention all the time for me.
Yeah. True. Leo Consistent. All day. Leo all day.
But that whole...
What do you guys think about it?
I hate it.
Like, I literally feel like that just gives people like such a... Especially young girls, such a complex about... Oh, should I, shouldn't I? Am I like making myself worthless by giving it up? And like, it just seems like complex.
You never hear men go, oh, my dick is worth this. Like,
because their dick isn't worth much, let's be real. I'm sure their dick isn't.
No, but I'm saying like, they never like have
that.
To, like...
I'm not going to lie, there's a bit of that like misogyny that I do like. I like knowing that my pussy, that some people feel like my pussy should hold power. Because sometimes I do think about, I'm just like, my pussy does hold power and I know what he will do if I hold out. I've done it before. I'm just like, if I hold out, I know who will do what I want to do. And then when I get what's done, I will give him the pussy. So you have to, I do believe that there is power in believing that there's power in pussy.
Yeah, I think there's power in sex generally. Like.
Oh, there is. But before, I need to get, I want what I want first.
If I don't get dick.
Say that again?
I do stuff if I don't get dick. You'd be like, go and do that first. No, but can't we just, nope, don't touch it. Leave it alone. Scotty, what are you doing? This is molestation.
Consent is sexy.
But yeah, no, I hear what you're saying though.
Yeah.
But I agree with SJ as well. Like the whole thing that you were saying about, you know, giving young girls a complex, because it is weird. Like, why do you need to feel like, oh, it's worth so much and I must, you know, sort of like set my bride price high or whatever people say. I don't know. It's that whole thing of, it ties into the idea of like, you know, when you're touched with it or when you like give yourself to a man,
you're
reducing your value. Yeah, like that's fucked up. Like, oh, we start off at 500 million billion and he's touched
given
you.
Him a bill. And now this one's got a bill too.
Yeah, like that's dumb.
Shut the fuck up.
It's kind of like that stupid video I saw, I think, a meme page posted. I think it's called Made You Think. And it was like this girl wearing like, basically wearing like a beach outfit or something. Mm-hmm. And then, apparently, the story goes that she went home and her dad says, that iPhone that you're holding, what's that on top of it?
That.
And then was it an iPad? It was like, yeah, it was an iPad. Mm. And she was just like, it's a screen protector. And he was just like, why do you have that on it? You know, like, you've got a screen protector on your phone because you don't want it damaged and you don't want it, da-da-da. Oh, and he was just like, so why are you wearing this? Like, you need to protect or cover yourself as well. And I was just like, uncle, when did we become iPhones or iPads? Like,
right.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
And I'm just so tired of, you know, like us being compared to products, because that's essentially what it is.
Like we're possessions.
Yeah, like we're possession. I'm not.
This is it. And I'm just like, when I hear things like that, it just makes me want to just say fuck off. Just
honestly,
fuck off.
Because my tits.
What does that even mean?
My tits are sitting perky at my age and they're not going to sit perky forever. So if I want them on show, I'm going to flaunt them. Yes. I'm going to put them on show, because my mum does it to me sometimes. She'll be like, damn, your breasts are out too much. I'm just like, and?
My mum's giving up. Did you see my birthday dress? My mum's giving up. My ass cheeks were out. She's giving up on me.
And so what? It's one day I'm going to be 60 and I want to look back at my photos. I want to look back at my IG.
I was a hot bitch. I had a hot girl summer.
Like, I'll be like, listen, you see this year? You see this? The night before this, my pussy was getting stretched wide by a guy because... I look like this.
Amen,
like,
amen.
I want to be, that's how I want to feel. Yes. So I don't like it like when people don't cover this or cover that. No.
Cover it for why? Why? Cover it because of you or cover it because of me? Because like, for me, I'm happy showing my shit. And I'm very happy showing my shit.
Awake. Close your eyes.
Right? Yeah,
don't look. Look. Exactly.
You don't see me notifying you, like I said on my Twitter. I don't see me notifying you that your wig is sitting more like a hat, but you're going to come and tell me that my thing's too short. Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah. Nobody asked you.
You had someone tell you that your skirt, your dress
my skirt was my dress was top. Too short. I said, shut the fuck
the
up.
The thing is that I'm nice about you. That kind of stuff. Like, bro, you're not wearing a dress.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with anything. I do. So what, why are you worrying?
And
yourself?
It's already been worn. What do we do now?
What do we do? What do we do?
What do we do?
Where do we go from here?
Where?
I'm really confused.
I'm like, wait, now what?
Like, did you get that off your chest? Well done. Proud of you.
Cool.
Proud of you. Well done.
But going back to, yeah, I don't like when people do tell like women like Valley. I feel like we should all have autonomy over ourself.
100%.
And we should do what we feel in the moment of whenever we like, to be honest. Like,
follow your moral compass, yeah, not what somebody like, else tells you to follow.
Not what someone else says, do you know what I mean? I do still believe, and that's just the way society is right now, is that there is power in pussy. I know if I want something done, I know that I can use my feminine charm. I know I can use my vagina to climb the social ladder and status in life, because that's just how society is now. But don't let that dictate what you should do with your vagina. If you want to use certain things to, like, you know, get you in better places in life, and
it's better your eyelids makes you
make jokes
in life. Sis, do
and
it.
Show my tits.
My cleavage is hella cute,
but don't
shit.
Let hella it stop cute. You from fucking a guy on the third or third date because you think, oh, you know, my pussy's worth a billion. Like, if you want to have sex,
and do you know what, like,
and do it safely.
Of course. And on top of that, like,
which I didn't do.
When, because like, wait, I'm gonna go back to that after the fight. No, you're but not. Yeah. Like, oh, you made me forget I was going to say it. Yeah. You fucking, why did you use a condom? Every minute, condom. And then you don't use a condom. You just made the thought go out of my head because I wanted
no,
to
I'm joking. I did use a condom.
Oh, now you
that's
did.
A lie.
I did.
You didn't.
Liar.
I did.
Consent is sexy.
I did. It's consent
same
is sexy.
Sex is the best sex. It's not the best.
When I use a condom,
same
I
sex is the
so
same
sexy.
Sex.
Oh, condom sex.
Oh, I just love the morning after pill. Oh, let's go to the clinic.
Can I come? Are you both done? You're done. I definitely use a condom.
Oh my god, this condom made me.
Anyway,
come,
we're doing dilemmas, guys. Onto our favorite part of the show, dilemmas. Dilemma.
So, yeah. In this economy, sorry, calm down. I'm done.
Okay, guys, you know how this works. You send us a dilemma, securiouscat.me/Oloni, or you can DM. You can actually DM it to any of us. I was telling SJ earlier on, if you guys ever get juicy dilemmas, like, please just bring it in and we can probably read it out, or just put it in the group chat. But yeah, we read out your dilemmas. We help you. We are not professionals. Admittedly, we do help, but we keep it real. This is for shits and giggles as well. But we do intend on trying to help you as well. So we're not always going to take the piss, depending on how serious the dilemma is.
If you want serious advice, please.
If you want serious, yeah.
Aloni.
If you want serious advice, then book a call with me. Book a call. Right. So first dilemma. Hey, my boyfriend of 1 year has suddenly told me he has a fetish for gender switch and cross-dressing and wants me to doll him up before sex and do some anal things to him. Is this normal for men to secretly like these things, and am I being closed-minded?
Yes, it is 100% normal.
Yeah, it is normal. I mean, define normal.
A lot of men like cross-dressing.
Yeah.
A ridiculous amount of men like cross-dressing.
Because it makes them feel like it's like a different
dainty
feeling.
Yeah, sort of like switching the whole sub.
Yeah, from, like pretending to be someone else. Kind of like that Black Mirror thing when they were in that game that we watched
a
couple weeks ago. But yeah, to define normal, there is no real definition.
There is no normal. And what you think is normal, it really isn't.
Yeah, what's normal to me might be absolutely weird to you. What's weird to me might be normal to you. It happens often that guys are into different things when it comes to gender roles in the bedroom or just like dressing up and whatnot. I meant gender switch, not gender roles. Sorry, gender switch when it comes to the bedroom. I think that you need to have a conversation about it and see how it really makes you feel. You're only being closed-minded if, I guess, you shut it off completely.
Yeah.
I would say probably give it a try and see how you feel about it. If you feel like this isn't for you, you might need to rethink the sexual relationship you have with this person. This is actually your boyfriend.
Or you could find like elements of it to like bring into it. Because you know, like a lot of guys that like to do that whole gender switch thing. It's like, oh, I want to wear like lacy or silky underwear, or I want to wear a bit of like eyeliner or something. Like, you could get him like satin boxers. Yeah. That's kind of silky.
And, but it's but not masculine too.
Yeah, exactly. It seems there like we go. Compromise.
Yeah, compromise.
I feel like this goes back to what we were talking about earlier as well, about sexual compatibility.
Yeah.
Because if like, I feel like if someone was to spring that on me, like, deep into our relationship, I'm like, oh my God, wait, so do I really know you? Because I didn't know that you liked those kind of things. Do you know what I mean?
I never really feel like you know someone even after a year though.
It might not be a year, it might be 10 years down the relationship, and then he's like going to you. Oh, in this, okay, yeah, I was talking about in my situation.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't know, I feel like definitely try it out. It's worth trying because I'd like to think that he would be open to you wanting to try new things also. But it is just obviously, I know, worth a try. Yeah.
But don't force it as well. If it makes you feel uncomfortable,
yeah,
then voice it. If you feel good about it and it makes you feel, you know, and you're having fun, then voice that as well. So all in all, just communicate your feelings.
Yes.
Compromise, as Scotty said, and give it a try, like I mentioned as well. And yeah, let us know how it goes. Like, keep us posted. Next dilemma. Hey, Laid Bear, my boyfriend has a female friend who he's been close to since they were in secondary school. They've actually kissed before, but nothing else. Anyway, it was her birthday recently and my boyfriend bought her a Chanel bag. He's very generous, but this has truly rattled me, especially since the most he's got me is a Gucci jumper last winter. Do I say something, as it's his money after all? She keeps posting about it on social media too.
Babe, they're fucking...
Do you have a Chanel bag? Because if you don't have a Chanel bag...
Do you know there's a difference between Gucci jumper and Chanel handbag?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get myself a Chanel handbag this year. Like, what is good?
Do you know what? You need to tell him that he needs to buy you two of them.
Yeah, one for me.
I'm dead.
Both for me. Like, I want two because you already got her one. So now I need two because obviously you got money to waste.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's really wild.
I'm your girlfriend and you bought me a jumper, but she has it. Chanel and those things that you can, like, those are like investments,
right?
Chanel bags. Like, fuck, am I gonna do a Gucci jumper?
It's true.
You need to get more expensive, bitch.
Yeah, you do.
Be like, take me to the They're Shard fucking. And I want Louboutins.
This is why that you have to put your pussy on a pedestal.
Like, it's 500 million.
500 million. You have to tell him, listen, my pussy is worth 500 million, so you need to get me more Chanel bags. Yeah, I do think it's wild. You need to voice that to him. It's very crazy. I think you need to hire a hitman who can break into her house and steal the bag. I think
if you see her, you should spill something on the bag that stains so that she can't take pictures of it no more.
Or just Sharpie pen it.
Because if your man literally buys someone else like an even better gift than he's ever bought you, and then his best friend is like posting about it on social media, that's embarrassing.
Shani's right. They're probably fucking.
They are. Yeah. And the fact that you call me Shani, I feel like I've been told off. No one ever calls me Shani.
SJ. I call you Shani most of the time. Shush.
Anyway, yeah. They're fucking. She's definitely sucked his dick. They've probably done 69.
Bending her over, stretching her wall.
Why are you making the girl feel worse?
Wet. Like, she is playing and gagging on his balls as well. She's choking on that dude.
That's crazy.
Sticking a little finger up his bum. A little thing up his bum and stuff.
All of that because this is Chanel.
Imagine the girl having bragging rights. Oh, yeah.
That she does. Yeah. She does.
No, but I'm saying, like, imagine, like, because she, like, she keeps posting about it on social media. Imagine, like, seeing that. Bruv, that would...
I have to break someone's neck, you know?
So I said, get the hitman.
I'd report her Instagram accounts.
Right?
Report everything on Twitter as well.
Get your friends to join in. Make some finsters as well.
Exactly. Cuss her.
It's offensive.
Tell her she's got, like, a droopy eye or something. Make her feel insecure about
that.
No, I'm joking. Okay, the last, like, 15 seconds, we're like, taking a piss. But you do need to communicate and say something to your boyfriend, because is your man really your man?
Just call him Goofy.
Cause or as
that's what SJ he's doing. Likes to he's say, being mad, dummy, goofy, dummy, stupid, dummy.
Like, what? Yeah,
and then leave.
It's not cool. I mean, I wouldn't say leave, because if he has Chanel money, obviously yours is coming soon.
No,
as
in just walk out and wait for him to run after you. Baby, I'll buy you Chanel. I'll buy you anything.
Because what is that?
A Benz, baby.
I don't know how many times I can say, what is that?
I'm really proper deep in it. Like,
I'm rattled just for you as well.
That, you know, that makes the crazy come out.
Yeah. Guys will be telling you you're crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy because you're fucking buying bitches Chanel.
Right, sir.
You're buying bitches Chanel.
You
know Chanel.
You couldn't get her River Island bag.
You couldn't get her simple Primark bag. Primani.
She said Primark.
At least I said River Island.
Oh, Lord,
Primani. Why are you going to go fasten up yourself to go buy
Chanel
£3,000-£4,000 bag? Like, are you crazy? Mm. No. If he's got Chanel, if he has Chanel money,
maybe it was fake, babe.
Nah, if he's nah, it have shame. You can't be showing off like a fake bag on.
She wouldn't
media.
Know. All she's speaking to
my male best friend, who I suck this dick every other night, bought me a Chanel bag.
That is true. I mean, fake. If it is fake, then
stupid ass nigga.
But do you know what? Even if let's pretend it is fake, actually. His intention was to get her a real Chanel bag. The fact that he's got her not a fake LV or a fake Gucci, a fake Chanel bag. Yikes. The intention is, I want to you make to you have the gassed. Best and yeah. to have you to make you feel gassed.
Love this breakdown.
You it's are true, still a bastard.
He's trying to say that Gucci. She's got top tier pussy.
Right.
Ooh.
Or top tier lips because they've kissed before. We just don't know what end.
Mm.
That's
nine kisses.
That is crazy. You need to set the house on fire and burn up the Chanel bag Amen. And all her belongings.
Make Again, sure we are just joking. Please do not set anything Alani on fire.
Alani is joking.
Do not hire a hitman. Do not do any of that. But you
do tip exit.
Yeah, do tip exit. And you do definitely need to have a conversation with him because I just don't think it's on. Personally, I don't like being embarrassed. It's I like true, feeling like I'm the main bitch and the only bitch. I don't like anybody thinking that they've got one over me.
Mm.
I don't want to be the conversation of anybody's group chat. I don't want to be able to walk can around and have imagine? To hide my face so someone can look at me. We both know why they're looking at me. She's thinking, hey, your man bought me a bag. Where's yours though? Swear down you're the one fucking him. I'm not, but I'm getting the bag. Nobody should be able to do that to
I'm
me.
I'm actually rattled, like in my soul. My
and if
soul
they
is
do,
what we will do is yeah. we will all come together for you, yeah? And we will go and we will rob her bag.
Yes, we will rob the bag.
And then we will beat your man with the bag.
Yes.
That was my serious answer.
I like this dude at work. No, actually, I don't like that dynamo, actually.
Okay. You don't like this dude at work.
Olani, I'm conflicted. I've been married to my husband for 3 years, but he is poor with money. He gambles, comes home with stupid buys. Oh, I've been hiding money from him for the last couple of months because I'm not sure if I can bear this anymore. Am I wrong for this? If so, what do I do?
Divorce him.
Yeah, sis.
I want to say divorce. That's a bit of a stress.
No, sorry.
Divorce him. That's a whole load of stress. For
as
no
soon as
reason.
You said gambling, I said... Goodbye.
Basically dump cheated.
Him. I wouldn't say it. No. I wouldn't say divorce. I would say you guys need to go to counseling and therapy. Jeez, and he needs to admit that he has a problem if he's into gambling. Because you know, some people are into gambling, they don't admit that they have a problem.
Oh
I don't
God.
Think it's grounds for divorce. Okay. However, you hiding money is financial infidelity, which isn't cool. You should not be hiding money from your partner.
But he's stealing the money anyway.
No. Hide your money, bitch.
Don't listen to Alon. Hide your money, bitch. You do not listen to Alon.
I'm not saying that what she's doing isn't smart. It is smart, but it's still financial infidelity. It's still like, and if you're married to someone,
but is she gambling with him? His gambling is financial infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
You're not absolutely wrong. That is true, but at least she knows what
she's
he's
keeping
doing.
Herself safe.
He doesn't know that she's taking money. That's what she said. She said she hides.
Good.
Money.
He shouldn't know.
I do think that you still need to go to counseling.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, then do what you have to do. If that Dump means, because at least you've tried, in my opinion. If you, because when you messaged in, you didn't say that you guys have been to therapy. You just said, listen, I'm hiding money. He has an issue and he buys stupid shit. I think you need to go to counseling. You need therapy. You need to talk about the future of your relationship and where this could end up going for you if he doesn't fix up. You also need to help him along that way because I'm sorry, you decided to marry him. And I'm sure you saw red flags before you chose to marry him. So you made your bed, guess what? Jump in and lie. Because right. that's what you chose to do.
So harsh.
It's not harsh. If you choose,
anyways, sis, continue hiding.
No, it's true. No,
if you choose
true.
To marry an ancient person, you better deal with their ancientness. Unless yes. it comes to like abuse, like if it comes to I don't know, physical or emotional abuse, then I'm just like, nah, sis, do what you need
abuse,
to do.
Though.
But no, so do you know how many relationships that happen where there's gambling involved with men? I'm sorry, it's very common. Mm. It's not.
I'm not saying it's common. Abuse.
How is it abuse though?
Because you're abusing me. You're abusing my bank account. What the fuck, nigga? I have to hide money just to keep myself safe from you and your stupidity. That's abuse.
Not really.
Yeah, it is. I don't
really
care.
Because
sorry, don't fuck with my money. No, don't fuck really. With my money.
I don't
I'll
like
fuck
people
with you.
Fucking with my money either. I fucking hate it.
Okay, wait.
Being fucked
if this
with.
Was
all
you in the situation,
I would dump him. No, I wouldn't dump him. I would go to therapy. Well, first of all, I wouldn't get with a gambler. I don't. I spot people's money habits from the beginning. I like a guy who knows how to handle money better than I do because I'm not the best, but I like to pre like how a guy handles his money first.
Yes,
if I see that he's good with money and he's not doing shit like with like frivolously, mm. Did I pronounce that word is such a
you said it correctly.
Did I? A
education.
But you say that, but then you want a guy who will splash on you.
Yeah, and
so that
out of his savings.
Out of his savings, it's not contradicting.
But he's gambling out of his savings, and this nigga he could have started off gambling out of his savings, and that could have been the basis.
My
of his
point
relationship.
Is, I wouldn't get with someone who's a gambler.
But that's what I'm saying. You might not know.
I would
I
would study their money habits. There's ways you can tell. I've got lots of male friends who have money and still know how to take care of their money and spend it as well. So I would want a guy like that. I like a guy who can save money, but still have money for me as well, you know?
I just need her to continue stashing away your cash,
honey. Don't get me wrong. If I was in this position, technically, I'll keep it a buck. I would probably be hiding money, but I would also go to therapy.
I agree.
You have an issue and your issue is going to start affecting me. And that's when we have a problem. I don't care about you. I care about me.
Amen.
As long as he doesn't care about me, if you're spending our money, you don't care
Amen.
About me that much.
Oh my God, finally. You
no,
came
it's
to
not
the right
finally,
side.
But I'm not the, it's not, I was never on the wrong side. I was just saying, you guys were screaming divorce, divorce. I'm saying no. I'm saying no. I'm saying he needs to go to therapy and he needs counselling.
And if that doesn't work,
like
divorce him.
No, not even then. Even then, you still have to be patient with him because it's not something that's going to change
How
overnight.
Much patience can I have
it might
you're
take
making
two,
me a million
three or four years.
It is.
That's what marriage
you know what
is about.
Is.
Marriage is like, please.
Because
people don't even divorce their man when they get cheated on a couple of times. You're leaving your man because
you're
money.
Money. We could
that's
be starving out on the street if you're homeless. No,
right?
You gambled away our house.
Right?
No, he's not going to gamble the house. He's
Listen, these know. Gamblers move mad, you know. These gamblers.
I came in this. Let me just put the whole of my life on the plate.
They start taking like your jewelry when they run out of money.
It's mad.
Baby, come on.
Baby, you know
I
that ring?
Engagement
that ring,
ring back,
know,
baby,
I know
please.
That ring, please, I'll give it back.
Stupid.
I'll give you bigger. I'll give you that Jackie Aina ring. Uh-huh. It's bigger.
Oh, can we please speak about the
congratulations, Jackie. Congratulations
to Dennis and Jackie.
Girl.
Amazing.
That ring.
I watched.
I'm still
I was blinded.
I'm still squinting right now.
I was blind. You know, Stormzy be saying, blinded by your grace. I'm like, I'm blinded by Jackie's ring.
Right? Dennis, you did that.
Titanic,
you
it was did that.
A lot.
It was beautiful.
Oh my God,
I watched
I got goosebumps.
The engagement video last
night. I had to go to sleep.
And it was
to
so
here.
Beautiful. And the way she, when he said, would you marry me? She was just like, of course.
And she was all crying.
She
I was
like,
crying
of course.
Too.
And her body looked so snatched.
Yes, that dress,
girl,
yes,
was
yes,
beautiful.
Yes,
you need to drop the deets for that dress as well. Dennis, congratulations on snatching yourself a winner.
Yes.
But I can't wait to see like
their
the wedding and the everything, the engagement photos.
Oh, everything!
So excited for you guys. Honestly, I'm invested. Even just being like. Even a mate of Jackie's, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is really, wow.
Doing it, yes, out here.
Out here. No,
you think I'll ever settle after I saw that video last night? You
never.
Think I'll ever settle? What's
never.
Settling?
Jackie, we want you on the show. We need you on the show.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
It was supposed to happen, but, you know,
life
we still
happens.
Have time. Life happens, but we still got a nice, comfy seat for you on our couch and a mic. We just need you to come down and just share your wisdom with us because they make a fucking beautiful couple.
They are. Oh my God, I can't wait to just start procreating. Not that I'm pushing your jacket. They don't like that.
No,
but I'm just saying, like,
we love you.
I just want to see you just blossom everywhere and just have everything that you ever wanted.
And make sure you check out her eyeshadow palette with Anastasia.
Yeah,
Beverly.
When is that coming up? Because when it turned midnight, and I'm hand on my heart, when it turned midnight, I went onto the Anastasia UK because she said it was coming out on the 15th, and I was refreshing the page for an hour, and I even did it again when I woke up this morning, and bitch, please, and it's, when?
We already know the names of the eyeshadows. I'm there like, Wigglies.
Big wig.
You know?
Credit. So listen, fan.
Y'all at bedtime. Y'all need to go to bed.
I do need to go back to bed. Guys, let's do another dilemma. Shout out to Jackie and Dennis, though. I'm conflicted. I've been married. No, we just did that one. Okay, please help me. Got super drunk on the weekend and kissed my boyfriend's best friend, which I would never in a million years do. He said he wouldn't say anything, but I'm hating myself inside.
Yeah, you should. Hate yourself.
I'm going to say it because he won't hold that. Boys are chatty patties. Don't let
boys
them
are chatty patties. He's just going to wait. Like,
he's going to wait.
He's going to wait. They'll be playing FIFA. Your boyfriend's going to win. The guy you kiss is going to lose. And then he's just going to be rubbing his face. He goes, in it, these times.
I lipped your girl.
What? Nothing.
Nah, bro. If he knows, you have to get in there first. Get ahead of the curve.
You got to.
Anyway, honesty is the best policy.
This is one of the few times I agree with SJ, especially when it comes to the whole honesty shit. I feel like, especially if it was a big mistake, it was just a kiss. People do crazy shit when they're
just
drunk.
It does happen.
You may lose your man.
No, I don't think you should lose him, you know.
With how boys carry on, really.
I'll change the story small, you know.
He kissed me. I turned around and his face was right there.
And at one point, brushed. I generally thought it was you because he said your name. I wouldn't lie.
That doesn't make sense.
I know, but that's how much of the lying I will do. Just if it means having to tell the truth and keeping my man, I will make it in favor of myself. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Just keep it, be honest and tell him that, yes, we kissed. I was really drunk. Don't like him at all. He makes me sick. I've been throwing up every night ever since because of it. I just wanted to tell you because I don't want you out here looking like an idiot. He said he's not going to say anything, but that's not how I operate. Like, you know me and you, I tell you the truth. You know, all these men are snakes, innit? But he just wants to look you dead in the eye and not tell you the truth. Me? Mm. I'm your babes. I want to keep
that.
Now
that we're talking about, I'm thinking, ugh. You need to get ahead of the curve because of his friend, yeah. But then also, like, you need to be prepared to lose your man.
No, you can lose your man over a kiss.
And this his friend.
I would dump a guy over a kiss. I just kissed someone. Be prepared to lose your man again. Fine, bye.
Nah.
Stupid.
No. Yeah, be prepared, but just get ahead of the curve. Because if the friend tells instead of you, then that's like
you're pissed. Say something.
I heard that if you speak to men while you have them in motion, they receive stuff better. So go for a walk or go for a drive.
That's a good, not a drive before he crashes a car. But
before, okay, go for a walk. Apparently, when they're in motion.
If he tries to hit you, at least there's people around.
I'm actually so done with her.
What?
Like, I'm actually done
with
her.
Well, you can't do anything if you're in public.
Like, I just don't understand.
I love that she's really just like serious. Like,
right? She's dead ass about it. I'm so done.
Guys, it's dilemma. Okay. Hey, guys. I hate going on top, but my partner really enjoys it. Do you have any tips for how I can enjoy it more?
Aloni, answer this
one. Is
that
one. Me? Wow. Did I write to myself? Do you know what? I only get on top when I'm in the mood for it. Nobody can force me. If I really feel like, you know, having my titties in his face and I feel like doing a little trick, you know, and I want him to like strangle me whilst I'm on top, like.
Why should I have, did the girl ask you for right? this?
I'm telling you. She said she wants
her sex life, you know.
She said she wants
because she got back in the sack.
Yes. Back in the sack. Like I never left. No, but seriously. Okay, tips for me. Would just to be to ask for support. So ask him, you can ask him to put his hands around your waist, like on both sides of your waist, so that that way you can both like go in the same motion and both have the same rhythm. That's my tip.
Get him to lift his hips. I find that helps for me. But yeah. I have very short legs and it's hard.
And you can put a pillow under him as well.
Yes, you can also do that. Also, if
I love
you
my
are
pillows,
lazy,
right?
You can just
love
go
my pillows
above him.
Yeah.
And then tell him to thrust up because technically you're still on top.
Mm.
Technically.
But he's just doing the work.
He's doing it. But you're on top.
But you just don't let him know.
I get on top for like all of 30 seconds.
Exactly. I'm like, when it was my partner's birthday, I was like, I'll go on top for a minute. You can have a minute because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
All I want for my birthday
is a big booty hug.
Hey.
Okay,
he was like,
you
did a cowgirl stuff. Fucking hard.
SJ, what about you?
Do you know what? As soon as you said cowgirl, I thought of Aloni in her freaking
my cowgirl
hat.
My cowgirl.
My tip is squats. Do squats and see if you can squat on the dick.
Oh, do you know what else is good? If you have something to like brace on, like if you can hold the headboard for like support.
Yeah.
Or like a chair. Or was it going on top on a chair is actually a bit easier as well.
Yeah, about to say that's definitely because on a bed as well. Like I'm off, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a bed, like hanging off the bed, like so you're sat on the edge of the bed. Oh yeah, that's fun.
And strangle him as well. Like,
what is it?
Like, you could strangle him just for support if he's into it. If not, ask for consent first, because he consent might get angry. Sexy. He might get angry. I'm thinking of any other tips we have. I think just use dirty talk and just ask him how he'd like you to ride as well.
Okay, so I asked one of my co-workers, she's like an older woman. I said, because I was complaining about how I don't like going on top. And she said, when you get tired, play with their nipples. Like, just do stuff to, like, touch
them. But not all guys like their nipples being...
A lot of Nigerian men do this.
Yeah, they do. You're not wrong, you know.
She said to just,
you're
like,
not wrong.
Touch
you're
them
wrong.
Places.
I'm up with that. I don't know.
A lot of Nigerian men love their nipples being played with.
And sometimes I'm just like, oh, that's not
gonna
be
today,
my thing.
Babe. Like, not today, babe.
I'm just, to me, I'm just like, it's not my thing. I remember a guy wanted me to suck his nipples. I was just like, oh, I was joking. I'm not into that.
Hee, funny.
I was just like, ha, 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 jokes. Are you really into that?
You know
that?
When you flirt a little bit too much.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, where have I gone?
Now I gotta do it.
Now I've got to commit. I was joking, sir. Anyway, carry on, Scotty.
Yeah, she just said, she was like, play with his nipples, give him a little kiss. Do little, no, she was like, just to like regain, you know, your energy.
Yeah.
Do little shit to him and then you can resume.
Oh no. For me, I can't, I don't like, I mean, I might try it a little bit if you get me intoxicated enough. But sober mind, I'm thinking, this is weird.
So I can't go on top. Sober.
Yeah, not even going on top. I'm just thinking, I can't lick your nipples.
Oh,
going on top.
I like the nipple.
Going on top, I can only do when I'm really, truly in the mood. I'm excited. I'm happy. That's like literally bouncing on dick, and I'm just like,
when
yeah,
I'm high, that's
happy.
It.
But on most occasions, my favorite position is obviously doggy.
So you can have a nice,
so I can put like a nice like pillow on me, butt shooting in the air.
I've actually never put a pillow.
Beneath. Do it. It keeps your arch on point. It does.
I will try it.
What's your favorite position, Scotty?
The scissor one.
Scissors.
Yes.
What's the scissors one actually?
Oh my god, that shit be rupturing my cervix.
How is that? So is that good. It's not the. It's
I love
not
it.
The, it's not the spoon so, one. Is
no.
It?
So you're lying on your side, and then he is
in front of
vertical,
you.
Vertical. Yeah. So you're on your side, and he's just like upright, as if you would like going in for doggy or something.
Okay.
But his legs would be astride yours. So you've got.
Wait,
one.
Is he in front
how
of you? Though?
How you scissor right, so, him? But instead of it just being rubbing pussies, your dick is going in.
Yes,
exactly the same.
I see.
That is a better explanation.
Yeah.
Like, so see, it's kind of like you get the depth of doggy, but then you get the intimacy of missionary.
Oh, I like that. I mean, the depth of doggy, you. But the.
Yeah.
But the
intimacy.
What? Intimacy of missionary.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish you guys could see this.
I love that.
But I'm telling you, that shit be getting me weak because I feel every little thing. I feel it. It's like,
really?
Oh shit.
Really?
And don't you like it when they like get proper like, in and your head's
yes,
like,
yes. It's like,
chucking around. It's like,
Jesus, wait, can you guys actually show me a picture or like a video
yeah,
of this
definitely.
Position?
Yay, porn!
Yes, porn. You need to SJ, what's your favorite sex position?
What's the one where your legs are on his shoulders? And
legs
your
leg punch. Is that when he's like on you, like missionary, but your legs are on your shoulders? I don't like that. It's too much. There's too much dick to take.
Do you
I'm like, are you trying to kill my cervix?
I want to feel every inch of your dick. I want to feel it.
Nah, sometimes I'm just like, oh, allow it.
You see what you do? Do you put your legs over the shoulders or do you press your feet on his chest?
It depends on if I switch it up because sometimes it's true, the dick is a bit too much. I'll take a look at a 5 second break, so I'll switch it up and my feet on his chest and then I go back to legs on shoulders.
Nah, sometimes you know when
oh no, wait. And I also really, really, really love when you're on your back and you're on your belly, sorry, and you arch up your bum a little bit.
Oh, that's
your
lazy
sex.
Yeah, I like that. That lazy sex.
I just do a little, you know, a little like, whine on the dick.
Do you cross your legs when you do that? Because I like to cross my legs
yeah,
to like make it even
like
tighter. Make it tighter. You girl be knowing. Y'all be knowing. When he's on top, you just cross
sex.
Your legs.
Oh
I tell them sometimes, I'll just be like, I'm going to cross my legs for you. Like, I'm going to make it get tighter
you're
for
welcome.
You.
They love
and
that
then
shit.
Then you do the Kegels as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when the one you were talking about, when you say you put your legs on top, I can't do that. Sometimes it has to just be one leg. Because if both legs are on top, I'm just like, are you trying to kill me?
I'm done. No, I love that shit. Give me a stretch whilst you're fucking me.
Yoga.
I think it's very important to stretch before sex sometimes. You know when you go for that little bathroom break quickly, you need to make sure you're fresh before you get into it.
She does stretches.
Stretch.
And lunge.
Stretch.
And downward.
Stretch.
And up
listen,
to the sun.
You've got to because, listen, I'm getting older. Listen, everything is not the same.
My
anymore.
Knees. I don't have Megan and Stallion knees.
In it, knees. We should just be twerking.
I do.
Okay, 20-year-old. Fuck off.
But guys, we've had so much fun with you guys. So that's all the time we have for today. Make sure this is the last show before the live show. So I'm probably going to put this out today or tomorrow. Whenever our producer sends it back to me, I'll quickly chop and screw and edit and put it out for you guys. So if you're listening, yeah, this is the last show before the live show. Make sure you get your fucking tickets. What are you waiting for? Tickets are nearly done. And I'm so excited because I can actually say that we have nearly sold out. Like, we are going to sell out. And I'm so fucking gassed.
None on the door.
Because, do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, laidbarepodcast.shibs.com. Go get your ticket. PLSRX are sponsoring us. And they are spoiling you people. So it's not no half-hearted show. You're not going to a show and you ain't going to go home with a little something. You're going to go home with sex knowledge. You're going to go home meeting all of us free. And you're going to go home with goodies.
And new friends.
And new friends. Laid bearers. What's good? What's happening? But yes, anyway, that's all the time you get from us tonight or this morning. We will see you guys later. You know where to catch me on all socials. Olonne.
At Scotty I'm Famous on all socials. Go to ShakiraScott.com to check out my stories and sector reviews. And don't forget that you can pre-order the Dump Him t-shirts next week.
And you know where to find me on Twitter, @SJ_, and Instagram, Shani Jamila.
Okay, we'll see you guys at Laid Bear Live.
Oh my God.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.